Tonight I actually thought I'd talk about joy, so I'm glad there's a bit of laughter. That's nice. I was actually going to tell some jokes. You'd probably like to hear them anyway. There's a bit of laughter. This is a good one. And apologies if you consider yourself Protestant or Catholic and find this offensive in advance. But a Protestant family once moved into a Catholic area. And the father on the Friday decided to cook steaks on the barbecue. So he went outside, steaks on a barbecue on a Friday. And he put them on the barbecue. And as you can imagine, the smell of the steaks cooking wafted over the fence and in through a kitchen window into the next door's house, who happened to be Catholics. And they were shocked at this because Catholics don't always, they don't eat meat on Fridays. They generally have fish, no red meat. And so the Catholics were quite disturbed. So they went over and thought, well, we'll talk to our neighbours and just see if there's a way that we can, just see a way through this. And so they went next door, and actually in the end they decided, they managed to get the Protestants to go to see the priest. And the Protestants went to see the priest, and when they saw the priest, the priest talked to them, and they said, okay, well, we'll convert to Catholicism. And so the priest sprinkled them with some water and said, you were born Protestant, you were raised Protestant, but now you are Catholic. And the neighbours thought, fantastic, this is great. We've got our Fridays back and we won't smell red meat cooking on any barbecue or any other cooking implement. We'll be fine. Next Friday comes along and the Catholics are sitting in their living room. The windows open, another nice day. And they start smelling roast beef on a Friday. So they go next door and they look through the window that's open where this roast beef smell is wafting out, and they see the father of the household sprinkling this roast beef with sauce, saying, you were raised a cow, you were born a cow, and now you are fish. That's a good one. There's another one about ministers as well. There are two men stuck on an island. And one of them started to panic, and he said, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? We're stuck here. We're going to die. No one knows here. There's no food. There's no water. What are we going to do? And the other guy turned around and said, well, I earn 100,000. And at that, the first guy said, what? What difference does that make? What does it matter if you earn 100,000 a year? What do you mean by that? What's going on? Are you mad? We're going to die. He says, no. I earn 100,000, I tithe 10%, so my minister will find us. Don't you worry about it. Brilliant. There we are. Two jokes. Joy, laughter, happiness. And I'm sure we could all tell some jokes, couldn't we? Right now, a few jokes coming to mind. Maybe we'll share them at coffee time afterwards. Joy and happiness are important parts of our life, aren't they? And in many situations, it becomes important, actually, to have a laugh. And they can come just when you're having a good time with friends. And, the jokes just roll on one after another, people with quick wit. And it's very fun and it's happy. But joy can also be really powerful in the sense of someone when they're in deep pain and something causes joy in their heart. Maybe you say something, a joke. I remember someone sharing at a funeral of an old lady, and it's a very sad occasion, obviously. Though she was a Christian, there's still mourning and grief. And people were sad on the day, but at the end, she was known for wearing this bobble hat. And all the preacher did was make a reference to the fact that, and one day we'll see her in eternity wearing a bobble hat. And it just made everyone laugh because everyone knew her as the woman who wore a bobble hat in town and would walk around, and it just changed the atmosphere. And humour, but particularly joy and happiness, are incredibly powerful, aren't they? They do amazing things. And as British people, we actually have a very sophisticated level of humour. And Western people, it's fantastic. But joy comes up in the Bible in a lot of ways. And obviously joy in a different sense, but still very much the same, that creates laughter, a sense of happiness, contentment, that nice feeling that you get. And I'm sure that you can think of many things that have made you joyful. Yesterday on TV, there were a few things, weren't there? There was the two teams from Manchester. Manchester United won the league. Manchester City won the cup. And then if you're Azerbaijanian, anyone Azerbaijanian? No, I didn't think so. You won Eurovision last night. Fantastic. I'm sure there was joy in Azerbaijan over that. And joy everywhere else that Jedward didn't win it. And I'm sure that there are other things. Anyone finished exams this week? Or new qualifications, new job, new house? No, nothing like that. Anyone in the family got a new family member, a new birth? No. more and more every day. Amen.